This is an exclusive interview from Leeds Student Radio.
I'm sitting here with Joe and Sam from Mallory Knox, and we are at Leeds Festival. How are you guys doing today?
Very good, thank you.
Yeah. Excited for later?
Yes, man, yeah. It's been about a few months away from doing the show, so it's good to be back.
You've been releasing a little bit of new material recently, Ghost in the Mirror and I believe QAD2.
Yes. Yeah.
So why those two songs? Why those two songs first of the album?
QAD was in line to be the first single, but we didn't really want it to be, kind of thing. So the single ended up getting pushed back, which turned out to be Ghost by about a month. So we thought, well, let's just bring it out as just a random song to give people some new stuff to listen to. And then Ghost, we just felt represented a very good starting point for the album, for what people like. It's not every song's different, but we just felt it was a solid starting point, and we just wanted to come out of a rock song, really. So that's why Ghost was chosen as the first one.
QOD, the original QOD, was on your debut EP, Pilot. Why did you decide now to bring out QOD 2? What's the...
Well, the song topics like aren't actually anything to do with each other. I think there was a couple of reasons. Maybe we thought it'd be a cool throwback to the older fans. It might get them a bit excited. And I think the lyrics in QOD 1 is, was it what you wanted? And in QOD 2 is, was it everything you wanted? And it also has a really long intro. And we thought, okay, let's just call this QOD 2, you know? And it seemed cool at the time, and, well, yeah, people got excited about it, so, yeah, I think it worked.
You've got your new album, Symmetry, coming out soon, which obviously got those two songs on it. I kind of thought it was quite close to the last album release. It was only a year ago, you know? I was talking to Young Guns yesterday. They've taken their sweet time with their new album, 3 years. You know, were you guys just ready? Did you have enough music, or did you feel like you needed to? What was it, really?
It really wasn't a conscious thing for us. I mean, we rehearsed a lot, and, you know, We're quite active. Like, when we're not touring, we're always writing and, you know, as I say, rehearsing. So really, like, ideas just started flowing. Yeah. And I think by the time our label asked us if we'd started to think about writing a new record, we'd already like written 7 or 8 songs.
Okay.
So it was like, well, yeah, we have. So we didn't have any touring plans, so we just finished it, didn't we? And like, yeah, it came so naturally. Like,
because I'm the same as you. Like, I feel like the Signals hasn't come out, hasn't been out very long. But to a lot of people, it feels like it has, because I think Death Rattle came out in April, May 2012. And we actually had recorded that album by January 2012, so the songs are quite old. Yeah, so we went a good year without writing. And then for the first month that we started to try and write, it was terrible. Wrote just absolutely useless rubbish. And then after a while, we got into it. So, yeah, the fact that we didn't write for a year, but now we've still got our second album coming out so close, it kind of just shows how long we had those songs from Signals, I think. So.
Last year you played on the main stage at Leeds. Obviously you're in the tent this year on the smaller stage, but how does it feel to come back?
Amazing, man. Like, 2 years in a row. Like, I don't think that happens that often for bands. So we were very like honoured to be asked back so soon, especially without having released a new album yet. So the tent as well, like main stage was amazing. It was a moment. It was definitely a thing that we will never forget. Definitely a thing off the bucket list. But I think it's the same with the tent as well, because if you don't go to the festival, like, I didn't go to Reading until we actually played it last year. So I always used to watch the highlights and see the tent and see the, like, it just seems like there's such a vibe. So playing it yesterday was an amazing experience, man. And I think I even liked it more than the main stage, you know. Yeah, so,
is there anything you've sort of learned from last year's Reading and Leeds, sort of being your first Reading and Leeds, things that you might bring to the table this year, kind of change?
I think that we learned to just not be overwhelmed by the size of it. Well, that's certainly what I learned anyway. Like, I made myself ill with nerves last year, and I think this year it was just a bit more like, just enjoy it, because like, this doesn't happen every day.
Yeah.
So I think overall we just performed like with more confidence, like, I just feel like we put ourselves across a bit more naturally, like, as opposed to last year. Perhaps we were a bit nervous and perhaps a bit reserved, and I think that's what we got from last year. We sort of like, we were learning to adapt to stages that big and to how to, you know, interact with crowds that weren't directly in our faces. Yeah, so I think yesterday was a lot more sort of confident and relaxed for us.